Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Recently, the House passed Act H.R. 1599, and this bill has the potential to ban any state the right to food label a genetically modified organism. And you know, in the controversy about GMOs and whether or not we should know what goes in our product, this is another thing that we have to try and understand to sort out what is in our food, if you buy food with a label at all. My guest today is Dr. Michael Fenster. He's board-certified interventional cardiologist and a professional chef, which rocks my world. Dr. Mike, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about H.R. 1599, what it means for the consumer, and what you want us to know about safe and accurate food labeling.
Well, hi, Melanie. Thanks for having me on. This is so great to be here and so happy to talk about this. This is sort of almost the exact opposite of what you were just talking about that happened with in terms of labeling. So before you had the FDA jumping in and kind of, I think, like you, going over the top for this little company because they were calling themselves Just Mayo. You know, maybe they were saying they were a bunch of Irish folks from, you know, Mayo, Mayo County in Ireland. Look, we're Just Mayo. You know, this new H.R. 1599, which was passed already, now it's going to go to the Senate, and it's called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, and it is exactly the opposite of that. So for years, we've been talking about labeling GMOs. Over 90%, according to multiple studies of Americans, want to know what's in their food. Specifically, we want to know if our food has a GMO or genetically modified organism in it. Well, what this Safe and Accurate Labeling Act actually does is it says, hey, you know what? We at the government have looked at the science, and we've decided the discussion's over, and there's no difference between a plant that's GMO and a plant that is conventional, meaning it actually has its own DNA that hasn't been spliced with something else. And because of that, you know what? You don't have to label anything that has a GMO product as a GMO. But what we're going to do is if the little guy who is growing a heritage breed, growing something organically, et cetera, like that, we're going to set up a whole new regulatory process from the federal government on down, top down, that gives them the option to say that this is not, they can get a non-GMO label. Now, here's one more kicker to throw a monkey wrench in this. However, there is an exclusion in the language of this bill that says if the food product is made with something that contains enzymes that are GMO-derived or plants that were fed GMO food, for example, you could still label it as non-GMO.
What a load of crap this is. I mean, really, I'm sorry, but it just seems like, okay, and, you know, as somebody who certainly doesn't want government interfering in too many things, however, I do want to know what's in my food. And I do know that some of these bigger companies sneak some stuff in there. They did it with trans fats for a long time. I want to know what I'm feeding my kids, Dr. Mike. I want to know what's in the foods that I'm hopefully buying that say all natural, organic, whatever all those things mean. So for the little guy, as you say, the heritage farms, and what does that mean if they have to go through this regulatory body? Is this going to make it more expensive for them now and a harder red tape process?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things and problems with it, and this is one of them. It is going to make it horribly expensive and difficult to jump through these hoops because, as you can imagine, they basically, and in this bill, it sets aside $2 million to create this federal agency from the top down that has all these detailed, you know, record keeping and check boxes and everything else. I know, you know, as a chef who goes out and sources my food, I know, you know, a lot of the stuff I get is raised better than, you know, the organic law specified, but the producers don't have the money and the resources to go through all the rigmarole that's involved to get that organic stamp. And this is going to impact all those smaller growers of heritage breeds, et cetera. And the downside is that a larger company, which has the money, can use GMO products, right, in their formulations, and they can then obtain a non-GMO label on their food. So, you know, when I took marketing 101 back in business school, you know, this is what we would call, you know, dominating the shelf space. So I offer you the sugar version, you know, the frosted flakes, but then I'm also the one selling you the sugar-free frosted flakes. And I get you coming and going. And this is really what this scenario sets up.
Well, it sure does. And if as long as they assure you that it's safe, whatever that means, then
well, what does that mean even? Well, that's the whole point. And the Representative Pompeo from Kansas, I believe, was the one who got up on the floor. And this was passed as a lot of these things are, you know, like on a Thursday evening. So it slipped right
into
the weekend.
Sure, sure, when nobody's paying attention. Low news
days,
that's right.
And he's saying, oh, well, these plants have been proven to be absolutely identical. And it's like, well, let's take a step back. When something is genetically modified and you now have a tomato with a gene from a flounder inserted into it, so it produces some protein to help with cold storage, that is not an occurrence that can happen in the known natural world. I've never seen a tomato and flounder mate. Ain't going to happen in this quadrant of the universe. But you can't tell by looking at it. So, number one, they're not identical. And the fact that you cannot tell by casual inspection when you're looking in the food store, in my mind, is actually the rationale as why we absolutely need these kind of labels on things to identify those products.
So why are they calling it the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act when it's not really? It's just exactly the opposite of the Accurate Food Labeling Act. They're letting people slide it under our noses and thinking we're going to turn a blind eye. What do you want us to do?
Right. This is, well, we've got to let our senators know. It's already, believe it or not, passed the House. And this is just a classic bait and switch. 90% of the Americans, 90% of the country want to know what's in their food. We want to know there's GMOs. So you hear, you know, in the periphery, oh, you know, the House is passing a safe and accurate labeling law that involves GMOs. And you think, oh, well, finally, we are going to join the other 74 civilized countries that require GMO labeling on their foods. And guess what? Their economies haven't collapsed. The world hasn't fallen over all of Europe that requires their foods to be GMO labeled. And they're just pushing a bait and switch on us and succumbing to big industry. So we have got to let our senators know, hey, when H.R. 1599 is coming through the from the House to the Senate, you have to vote no. Because this law, believe it or not, also has a time-dependent clause in it that said it absolutely must be totally enacted within 1 year of passage. So you can't put it up. Once it's passed, you don't have time for any more debate. They're spending your money to put this all into play.
Do you think that this had to do with big lobbies, as you say, the big food companies and the big plant-based food companies, that they jumped into this and said,
oh, yeah.
This
was totally pushed by the Grocery Manufacturers Association, representing, you know, 350 big companies. It was produced by the big producers of GMOs like Monsanto. And what I think it is sort of what you talked about with the Just Mayo was sort of a case study that's resulted in what we're seeing now with H.R. 1599, in that, you know, Americans are saying, hey, wow, I can eat real food. It tastes great. I pay a little bit more for it. But you know what? I feel good. I'm healthy. It's good for me. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's cutting right into, you know, big.
The profits of those big guys. Now we just only have 30 seconds, Dr. Mike. Last, wrap it up for us.
Well, what I would tell folks is please, please, please spread the word. If they go to whatscookingwithdoc.com, they can read my blog. I lay out all about H.R. 1599. It's an article called Dark Shadows. I'm going to repost it right up after. Forward it. Get it out there. Tell your senators, no, no, no.
Absolutely. What's Cooking with Doc? That's awesome. You have a book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It. So rock on. Great information. Tell your senators. Get involved, people. You need to know what's in your food and what you're feeding your children and yourselves. That's what it's about. And that's what we're teaching you here at RadioMD.com. Stay well and stay tuned.